Milton Keynes International Festival. What a glorious day, another glorious day. And I'm sat outside next to what sounds like a generator, but also, more importantly, the crew, catering and canteen area with Nell Bryden.
Hello, Christian. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm really good. Really good for seeing you.
Oh, well, it's so beautiful out, isn't it? I feel like England's almost not used to having this glorious a weather because I think everyone's sort of taken by surprise by how gorgeous it is. So, sunshine unending.
Have you noticed the kind of red faces and the red arms and the red legs?
Yeah, totally. Unfortunately, I'm part of that as well because I just continually forget to put SPF on in this country. Hey, it happens.
How long have you been on the road?
Well, this is a shorter tour now, but we've got a really long tour coming up in the autumn. But let's see, we did Kew Gardens was the notable one last night with Jules Holland. That was amazing. Lots, thousands of people there. And again, another absolutely glorious day.
How long were you on for last night?
About 35 minutes. I was the support for him, so.
How do you manage to keep your voice?
Well, that's a funny question right now because I haven't managed to keep my voice because I'm actually 5 months pregnant and I got a little something here too. So I'm kind of fighting to keep the vocal cords alive right now. But you know, the major priority was getting through tonight because it's a headline show. And so this is the most important thing to me for tonight, getting through the show. And I think we'll be okay.
You can probably hear in the background of this audio your other baby. And today is an important day for this little boy, isn't it?
Yes, it is, actually. This is my little puppy, Otto, who is probably technically not a puppy anymore because he is turning 1 year old today. And Otto is becoming a big boy, and he doesn't like to hear that whatsoever, though. Not at all. He would prefer to stay a puppy forever.
Are you celebrating in any special way?
Well, I've brought him to the festival, and he's rolling around in the grass lots. I think for a dog, basically every day is his birthday, so it doesn't really make a big difference to him.
If you were, say, to dedicate a song to him tonight, what would it be?
Oh, my God. I guess perfect for me. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, if you are coming to the Milton Keynes International Festival, and you do hear Nell dedicate a song, that was my idea.
That's your idea, Christian. You heard it here first.
Well, I will let you save your voice, keep it a little bit more. Where can people find you after Milton Keynes? If they can still get tickets for tonight, incidentally.
Yeah. Which,
an absolute steal
well.
It's a great event to come and see you at because they are literally...
The tent is so cool, isn't it? It's in this Spiegel... How do you pronounce it? Spiegel tent. We would say Spiegel tent in America.
Spiegel
tent. It's like in the round circus tent. There actually is going to be a circus performing.
Which I saw last night. And if you get the chance... mind-blowing.
Yeah, we're going to check them out too. But no, but seriously, like this tent is not just like a thrown-up overnight kind of a tent. It's got all the stained glass windows and all the old features and everything. So I was really surprised when I walked in. It actually feels like an old... traveling like for
dance
real
hall
circle.
Kind of
yeah it's
amazing.
Like a dance hall
I did a silent disco in there last night and it was just sublime.
How do you do a silent disco?
Well, you there's two DJs and then
neither of them play
they're playing to different channels.
Oh, okay.
And you have headphones on with everybody else.
Oh, seriously?
There's a surreal stomping, arm waggling, for me a little bit dad dancing,
but nobody's in time with the other person because they're all listening to two different channels.
You can tell. You end up grouping with people who are listening to the same song.
Oh, that's really funny.
And you can choose DJ's a bit pants, flick a switch, he's better.
By pants, I suppose you don't mean trousers.
I mean rubbish. Okay, yes, right. rubbish. Sorry, Englishism. And because of that, you can have really late parties.
Yeah, very good. Of course, there's no annoying the neighbours.
Yeah, but I think someone with who pays so much attention to being in tune when they sing would probably get a little bit cringy by how some people with headphones on sing.
Oh, my God, that's the funniest thing. How many times have you been on the tube or walking down the street and someone is just jamming out to their own tunes and you're just like, you know what, I can hear you right now, and I'm sure it sounds better in your head than it's actually sounding, but really, seriously, you got to rein that in.
Yes, please take that advice and take it to heart. So where can people find you online? Where can people find you on Twitter?
It's my name, so at Nell Bryden, and it's E-N-D-E-N for Nell Bryden. I'm not Nell Bryden, like Rob Bryden. No relation whatsoever.
That would be
nice
weird.
Nice guy, though, but no relation.
Yeah. Have a great festival and have a great tour up until... when are you going to stop?
Tomorrow is Edinburgh with Jules Holland, so another festival, The Fringe, up there. Come on, I mean, it's like it just continues. So we'll see how much the vocal cords hold out for that one. But tonight is the important one, honey. And the sun keeps shining, who really cares?